right, everybody, what's going on? Welcome back.
Welcome to the first, not welcome back.
Well, it is welcome back because it's technically episode two.
That is true. Well, welcome to the second half of this podcast series, The Outdoor Report.
Welcome to the outdoors. As you can see, we are outdoors currently in our camp chairs.
Got a nice fire going in the background.
As you can tell, it is definitely going, and it is definitely a real fire.
What's your drink of choice this morning?
My drink of choice is K-cup coffee.
What brand? Do you even know?
ShopRite brand. For anyone on the East Coast, ShopRite.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking G Fuel energy drinks. I'm on a energy drink, not kick, because I'm really only drinking one like every week and a half, but whenever I go into Walmart, I go through their clearance aisle, and whatever energy drink is on sale, I try, just for fun.
She's not even a gamer girl.
No, I'm not. I know.
Well, okay, so what are we doing for the Outdoor Report? What is this?
So this is the, like, chaotic, crazy twin of the other half of the podcast, I would say.
Yeah.
It's kind of how this is going to be.
Yeah.
We're just going to talk about outdoor stuff going on, have some shenanigans, and have a good time.
Pretty much we want to replicate, like, all the other Outdoor Report. Yeah, all the other... We're the only one.
All the other ones that
Unless
we know
there's
of.
Other ones. If there's others, drop it down. I want to see what they are. But we are trying to copy other news report channels where we take different news sources, but for this one, it's going to be outdoor rec related. The Outside Online is a really great source for outdoor news.
Yeah.
And so we pulled a few articles from there, and we're just going to talk about it and just be dumb.
Be dumb. So just be normal for you.
That's so rude. First, wait, before we start, do you like the blue camp chair or the pink camp chair more?
We're really going for this, like, girls in pink, boys in blue.
We can switch. You want to switch?
Not right now.
Yeah, let's switch.
Oh, okay, we're
switching right now.
Wait. I have to grab all my props.
Come on, Molly.
I wasn't prepared.
This is the chaos you need.
Okay. This
all right.
Matches my shirt, so honestly better.
Now
this
I am
my
pink
better side.
And she is blue. Oh, this is my worst side.
I think I look better, honestly, so thank you.
Well, tell me, what's been going on in the life of Molly?
What's going on in the life of Molly? I went for a run yesterday. I wasn't planning on going for a run. Thank you.
Wow, that was so beautiful.
I walked outside to go on a walk and felt how beautiful it was. And it was like 70 degrees, and so I immediately turned around and went back inside the house and changed.
And this is our first interruption. This broadcast is brought to you in part by...
It's time to move out of our parents' house.
Molly, why didn't you run a New York Marathon?
Why didn't I run the New York Marathon? Because I can only run 6 miles.
So just add 20.
I could walk 26 miles pretty easily, but I don't think I could run 26 miles. I would like to be able to. Maybe that's a goal for next year. But
to walk 26 miles?
No, I've already done that.
You want to jump into the articles? I have a really fun one.
Sure.
You don't want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
So what we're going to be doing on this podcast, since we didn't truly explain it, is we're kind of going to be fake news reporters and tell you what's going on in the outdoor world currently, or kind of currently, as mine is not as current.
You're really hyping up this first article to be...
Let's go!
To be
informative. Tell me the title.
The title of this first article, the first ever article on the Outdoor Report, is... National Park Services are telling visitors to stop licking toads to get high.
Wait. Is that serious?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, right on the top line it says the Sonoran desert toad is under threat from hunters who seek their toxic secretions.
Toxic secretions?
People are literally going into a national park right now and they are picking up toads and they're licking them to get high. Would you do it? I mean, wait, no. National Park's telling us no. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't lick the animals in the national parks. If it was outside the national park, maybe. Maybe. If it was on,
True. You
know, public lands, maybe I would do it.
But, like, what? Who?
Like,
who is the first person to lick a toad?
Who discovered this?
Were they afraid that they were going to get hurt or they were going to die?
Do you think it was just like a dare, or do you think it probably has some like ancient tribal, like this is something that's been going on for years and we have just rediscovered it, or it was someone being like, oh, I dare you to look this wrong.
Do you think it was like a white woman from LA County that went out into the Sonoran Desert?
Are you just reading this from the
article? No, not at all.
It's like you look like you're reading this from the article.
I'm trying to predict. Who was the first person to do this? Do you think it was a caveman, or do you think it was a woman from Orange County?
I'm gonna go toddler on a trip with their family, and the parents just didn't get there in time to stop it. And then their kid was high.
It says, the MPS said in a Facebook post last week, that the agency just wants hikers to keep their tongues to themselves.
That sounds like something you have to tell the thru-hiking community. Like, keep your tongue to yourself.
Keep your tongue to yourself. How many inches long is the Sonoran Desert Toad?
How many inches? Well, 3.5. 4.
On a good day.
On a good... How?
Keep going.
5, 6, 7. This is the toad.
7.
Really?
She got it on the 12th try.
Like, we've seen some big toads. I always think about the toad we saw in Korea that was like this big in the middle of the woods. After seeing no wildlife ever while hiking in Korea, and then all of a sudden there's just like a massive toad.
Do you think there's an obstacle? Like, do you think the toad just lets you pick it up? Or do you think the toad is gonna like...
I'm pretty sure it probably lets you pick it up, but then it probably pees in your hand. You know, that's what they tend to do. I mean, from my vast experience as a frog picker-upper...
She has much toad urine on her hand.
That was usually what would happen. You know, like, what I would like to... When I was little, I would, like, catch frogs and keep them in little terrariums. Just traumatizing animals all over the place. That was my childhood. But you'd pick it up and it would just pee in your hand. Have you never did that as a kid?
I have never picked up a toad in my life.
No, I've picked up too many toads in my life.
Okay, well, we're learning something new every day in our relationship. Anyways, do you want me to tell you what the scientific name of this toxin is?
Sure.
It is 5-MeO-DMT, which is a powerful hallucinogen. It is, yeah, it's
really?
DMT. It's DMT where, like, if you smoke DMT, you go to that world that everyone talks about, that they see elves and they experience an entire other lifetime.
I have to know, like, was this article brought about because, like, was Joe Rogan licking the frogs?
Joe lives in Texas now, so
yeah,
Joe isn't licking any frogs
anymore.
I know,
but, like, are there no top toads in Texas?
Well, this is the Sonoran desert
toad.
But
I'm saying, but you're not going to tell me that Joe Rogan has not thought about licking a frog to trip on DMT?
Pretty much the only relation that Joe has to this article.
Oh,
Joe's
yeah.
in this article.
No way, really?
It says the only celebrities that have spoken about it is Mike Tyson and podcaster Joe Rogan, notorious for his own patchy relationship with evidence-based medicine.
Patchy so relationship.
They're calling him out on this.
They got a bias. Continue. So what's happening?
Just that in southern Arizona, western New Mexico, and northern New Mexico, there are people that are just licking toads.
So my question is like, is there just one toad, or how is it easily identifiable? Like, does this toad look very specific, or are people just picking up any toad and licking it? Oh, that's a big boy.
We'll link the description in the pod. So
yeah,
I don't want to give away what it looks like. It is a big toad, right? It's kind of cute. You think it's cute?
Yeah, I can input the picture.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Here.
Tell us, is it cute? On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say, like, it's a 2. Like, it's not a cute toad. He looks like his name would be, like, Arnold or something. My apologies to the Arnolds, but...
It's like a 7, But it hasn't showered in 10 days. So what does that make it?
Oh, so it's just your average thru-hiker?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm, so give it a thru-hiker name.
Thru-hiker name?
A trail name, sorry.
Give it a trail name.
Oh, he's blanking.
As you can tell, I never named anyone on the trail ever.
Coffee is not hidden.
No, not at all. Yeah, give it another 20 minutes when the podcast ends.
I would call him, because it has to have something to do with drugs. So.
If you're still watching this, thank you.
Okay, keep going. What else you got to tell me?
Really nothing other than the fact that people who are able to handle the toxin of the toad after they lick it, end up also vomiting and getting cardiac symptoms, so.
Oh, so it's a dangerous thing to do.
I mean, dangerous is relative, right?
I mean, yeah, they're surviving most of the time.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. How many people do you think have died from licking a toad?
Well, I mean, there's lots of poison frogs, like, you think about, like, Amazon or things like that, like,
that's
the,
true.
Like, the poison dart frog, isn't that a thing? I don't know. My knowledge on frogs is very limited, but I know there are frogs that if you eat them, like, they're poisonous and you'll die. So, I'm sure there's lots of people that have died from eating frozen dogs.
I did a first grade science project on the poisonous dart frog.
Did you really?
Yep. Let me see what I remember from it.
Okay.
What color is it? Is it green?
I don't know. I was thinking blue. So.
Moving on.
We're learning a lot today.
Well, that was the end of that article. That was my first article that I was given. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it.
You understood the assignment.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Mine is very different and not as comical, so my apologies.
Well, this is when people are going to click off the podcast.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, if you want
this is boring.
Nonsense, mine is not nonsense.
Well, I'm excited. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
What's the article's name?
The article's name, famed explorer Bradford Washburn, which is right there, like, just take a moment. That's a great name.
Bradford Washburn?
It sounds like he has two last names.
Born or Burn?
Burn. B-U-R-N.
Bradford Washburn.
It really sounds like he's got two last names.
It really does. Right.
Bradford Washburn.
That is royalty. Yeah. Where's he from? Where's Bradford?
America!
But where in America?
I don't know.
What state is a Bradford Washburn from?
I feel like I want to say Connecticut, but that is just a complete shot in the dark. It's probably not Connecticut.
It's Connecticut.
I did a little bit of research, but
not that much.
Not that much.
All right, Bradford. So if you're watching this, tell us where you're from.
Oh, he's dead.
No. Oh, Bradford.
He did live to be 96 years old, though. So good for Bradford.
That would make sense that there's no one probably currently named Bradford Washburn.
Oh, I'm going to name our first son Bradford. So get ready.
I don't want a kid anymore.
Okay, so famed explorer Bradford Washburn left a cache of gear on a glacier 85 years ago, and this Prof's gear found it. So it's a very cool story. It's not funny, though, so.
So he left, a time machine.
No, it's not like a time capsule. It's not what it is at all. Like, this was a life or death situation where he had to abandon everything.
Oh.
Yeah, like, this is like...
So this doesn't, like Easter egg hunt, my gear up in the middle of the mountains.
No, there's no Easter egg.
He didn't die, though.
But there's a whole book about it. This adventure that he did, and so now, like, I want to read it.
All right, plug the book.
Okay, I'll get to that once I find it, because I did not highlight the name of the book.
All right.
So I'm going to, like, half read, half just talk.
All right, and I'm going to half sleep and half listen.
Yeah, sounds good. You can talk, too. I give you permission. Okay, so professional big mountain skier Griffin Post has an affinity for books, and so this man...
Wait, stop. Griffin Post is the most surfer, skier, snowboarder name.
Yeah, he is a skier, pro skier, so...
Griffin Post?
Yeah, Griffin
Post. Is that
Post.
His real name?
Is that his real... Yes, it's his real name. I think. I don't know unless he changed it.
We go from Bradford Washburn to Griffin Post. That's so...
Yeah, lots of names.
That's
those
so trendy.
Those are the only names I'm gonna...
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So there's this pro skier named Griffin Post who read a book that recounts the story of Bradford Washburn and his partner that I cannot remember his name. But just a little background, Bradford Washburn is the pioneer of American alpine climbing. So this dude's like a big deal in the world of skiing, climbing mountains. I think he's climbed, yeah, he completed the more than a dozen first ascents in Alaska and Canada. So dude's a big deal.
Okay.
But he's also dead. And he did this in the 1930s and the 1950s. And he was a cartographer and a photographer. What's a cartographer?
Can you give me a multiple choice question?
A is... professional climber.
Okay.
B, photographer.
Okay.
C, map maker. And D, none of the above.
What was A again?
I'm not repeating myself.
I'm going to go with... I like cats, so C.
Cats?
C for cats.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes, he's a map maker.
Map maker.
Cartographer.
I feel like I actually did know that, and the minute you said map maker, I was like, that's it? But my brain couldn't pull a single thing out of cart.
It's not that early.
It's almost noon. It's almost noon.
Yeah. So anyways,
it's Sunday. It's a lazy Sunday. Come on, Mom.
This guy is a big deal. He founded the Boston Museum of Science, and he died in 2007. So, RIP.
He died right before it got bad.
Yeah. You know what? He probably had a good life.
He had a good life. Did he? He saw the iPhone come out.
When did the iPhone come out?
I think like 2007.
Okay, so anyways, there was a book. I don't know if Washburn wrote the book or his partner did or somebody else, but there's this whole story of Bradford Washburn and his partner going to climb this mountain in Canada that had never been climbed before.
Okay.
It's on like the border of Yukon and like where Alaska like touched Canada. So
it's that way up there.
Way up there.
Like Eskimos.
Glaciers, crevasses.
Not Eskimos, but like
no,
kind of like
not
it.
Eskimos.
Same thing.
Sure, yeah.
People with a lot of coats?
Yeah.
Yetis, all right.
Yeah. So he and this guy were going to do the first ascent of Mount Lucania, which is in Canada. It's 17,192 feet tall.
Nothing. That's
yeah,
not
a piece of cave,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've done that before.
So they were going to like record a bunch of stuff, so they were dropping off all of this gear on top of this like glacier. And so the helicopter dropped... like three times throughout like them trying to travel and get all their stuff there.
Okay.
It was going to be this huge thing. And basically what happened is that Bob Bates. I found the other guy. Washburn
Bob
and Bob
Bates.
So this weather conditions at the time were terrible. And so it was like raining, the snow was slushing, and the helicopter or the plane or whatever it was could not leave. They had like dug it out of the slushy snow like forever. They couldn't get it, and they basically had to abandon the entire mission upon arrival.
Wow.
And so what ended up happening is they had to leave all of their gear, like Washburn's camera gear and everything, and hike 100 miles up and over some other passes and mountains with like bare bone essentials, just like wool layers and cotton kills. They did not die though, but they traveled like 100 miles on foot just over to get to a town to survive, but they had to abandon the entire expedition. And there's a whole book called Escape from Lucania, an epic story of survival. So add that one to the list. I'm gonna read that.
I'm just confused at the fact that these people pay to do this. Do you think they got paid to do it?
No, they paid to do it.
Bradford took his hard-earned cash and was like, I'm going to suffer
and
up in the Yukon.
And escape just with his life.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
He wrote it? It's his book?
I don't know if he wrote it. I don't know.
Is it on Audible?
I don't know.
Does Matthew McConaughey narrate it?
You know, that would probably be great.
That would be great.
So anyways.
Get on it, Matthew McConaughey.
Back to the pro skier, Griffin Post.
Okay.
He read this book.
Sexy man Griffin.
Yeah. My man Griffin read this book and said, you know what? I'm going to go.
He's your man?
I mean, I did date a Griffin, if you want to get technical
about
it. All
right. We can tag that Griffin. Do you want to?
No.
Sorry, Griffin.
No. Griffin's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's not Griffin Post, though, right?
He's not Griffin Post. He's not a pro skier that found all the gear. So.
We're just hating on Griffin, dude.
Griffin Post is a pro skier, like, involved in the media side of things. There's been, like, he was a part of some documentaries and stuff. And he proposed a trip to this company called My pages are out of order. No. Where'd it go?
Disney.
TGR. Teton Gravity Research, which is a sports media company.
Okay.
And so he proposed this whole, like, documentary where they were going to do an expedition with, like, some pro snowboarders and skiers to, like, capture really cool footage, but also, like, go find all of this equipment. It's been 85 years since this equipment had been lost.
Okay.
This is, you know, up in an area with snow and glaciers. Like, yeah, it would be kind of hard to
find. How deep would you have to dig?
I have no idea. Well, I kind of have an idea, but, like, that seems like a lost cause, in my opinion.
And I'm assuming the gear would be completely wrecked because it's, like, snow and then snow melt and then snow on top of it again.
But I guess if it stays cold, maybe not necessarily.
Like, I don't know. My Canon camera would be screwed if I left it out in the cold for how many years? 85?
85 years. But this is old camera equipment. It's not like...
Honestly, it might be better.
Yeah, it might be better. Yeah, my phone wouldn't have survived. I just think about when I lost my phone in the Sierras and like had to dig in the
snow. I don't know. If you got like one of those big boxes of Minute Rice and you threw it in there...
Minute Rice.
Yeah, that should be our first sponsor.
This brought to you by...
Honestly, I would completely take a sponsorship from Minute Rice.
I eat Minute Rice all the time.
I'm a slut for Minute Rice.
Yeah, it's great. Minute Rice slut. Yep. We should get that on t-shirts. Okay, so they do this whole expedition, and it's like 10 days long. They never find anything. So this whole like documentary... what a waste.
So why would I want to watch the documentary if they don't find...
I mean, it's probably cool.
They don't find anything.
Yeah, no, they don't find it. So
Boring.
They get back and basically they decide to try again. So Griffin Post, again, to this media company is like, we're going to try again. We have updated maps. We're going to look for it. We're going to find it. They go out. No pro ski, pro snowboarding things this time. Just strictly searching for the gear.
Okay.
And five of us, first 6 days that they're there, find nothing. But then this lovely lady, who I can't remember what her name is or where it is, but she decides, you know, from my research, that it must be 14 miles in a different direction from what the original, like, maps from Washburn had said that they had lost everything.
Did she just have a feeling?
Was it based on...
Lord Jesus came to her at night and said...
Washburn himself came down and told her, whispered in her ear and said, Get my camera. No, so she decides because of like the way glaciers move, it had been 85 years, like things, you know, the earth does not stay in one spot.
It doesn't.
Newsflash, if you didn't know.
Can we have someone back check her on this?
So basically they decide on that last day to go in another direction down one of the glaciers, completely different spot from where they had been searching.
Just cash.
And they end up finding it.
Wow.
They find everything. They find like goggles and ski poles and Washburn's famous camera that he had lost, that he had said in one of his diaries or something that was like the one thing he regretted from that trip. Not like not climbing the mountain, like he lost this camera. And so they were able to develop film from it.
Whoa.
So this happened on October 27th, 2022. So it just happened like...
Wow, yeah, like recently.
Like really recently. And so they're going to be putting this, once it's all developed and stuff, they're going to be putting it into museums in Canada. And I think in Boston, if I remember, but they found the Fairchild F8, which is the camera, plus boxes of film, hiking poles, tents, and other survival gear. So the crews retrieve the cameras and film back to a lab in Ottawa, where developers are hoping to salvage any images that Washburn may have taken before departing, and the other gear was collected and cleaned. So this was 85 years ago.
Wow.
And the glacier had moved it 14 miles down the mountain.
Okay, so this lady was like, let's go 14 miles this way. Yeah. I have no real evidence, but I think it's...
No, because of science.
Well, okay. Sure.
Our other sponsor.
Sure. Science. It's a religion. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she goes 14 miles west this way.
No.
Listen to me. How long was her I told you so moment?
Oh, I bet very long.
Do you think she gloated? Do you think they got to it?
Mm-hmm.
She saw it and she like let the moment be like, yay, like they're celebrating? Or do you think she got there and she was like, I told you, I told you.
I don't know. From my personal experience, I probably would have been like, I'm cold. Get what you want. We're leaving. That would have been my approach. I'd be like, yes. Okay. Get it and go. Like, we're
good
done.
Thing she's not an explorer.
I'm an explorer.
Well, that was an amazing article.
So, I probably missed a lot, but...
I mean, we're not here to be factual. Yeah. We're just here to be fun. Or...
So, yeah, that was my article about Bradford Washburn.
That was phenomenal.
Isn't that cool?
Loved that. Thank you.
So
thank
much.
You, Bradford Washburn. Thank you, Griffin Post. Thank you...
Bob Bates.
Thank you to the one woman who we don't know her name, but she was the one that found it.
Yeah,
so she's the most important one, but
Stahl,
we don't know her name.
Stahl. Find her name.
The weather right now is about 59 degrees here in the state of New Jersey. Yesterday it was 75, and it was the middle of November. Next week's forecast, my stalling skills are horrendous. Horrendous. What's your favorite national park? Yeah.
I found part of her name. Okay. Dorota Medjurka.
Give it to me. What does it say?
It's down here. It's probably Russian or Ukrainian, and I'm so sorry, but I have no idea how to say it.
Medjurka. Dora Medjurka.
It's actually Dorota. Dora for short.
Dora Medjurka.
Dora, the actual explorer.
There's just too many consonants.
Yeah.
Like,
there's an X in there and I.
Russia, add more vowels.
Or don't. Their language is their language.
Russia, to help an English person learn Russian,
uh-huh.
Add more vowels.
All right. Good job.
She's so disappointed in me. She's like, you're racist. Anyways, do you want to know about my third article?
Why do you have a third article?
My second article.
Why do you have a second article?
Was that the assignment?
I only planned one.
Well, it seems like she underplanned, and now she's yelling at me for overplanning.
I was pretty in-depth with my article.
Which one was better, licking poisonous toads, or maybe finding the lost treasure of El
Dorado? We're appealing to everybody here.
We're appealing to everyone.
Or no one.
Well, let's go into our last one, which is very wanderlust of us, and it's all about road trips. If you're a West Coaster, I'm sorry. Well, actually, I'm not sorry, because you should come to the East Coast. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, how dare you?
Why aren't you here yet?
East Coast.
But anyways, I found an article that lists, it's probably very biased, it's probably one person that has done these and has written that these are the best ones.
I mean, that's what I would do, so.
That's okay. This is the best East Coast road trips in the United States. So if you're a foreigner, you should come over here and you should stick to the East Coast.
Not the West Coast.
Not the West Coast.
Yeah, not Yosemite.
Yeah, we're not on fire.
Come to the East Coast.
But I'm going to name them to you. Mm-hmm. We can talk about a few of them. And let's see if we've ever done it. Or...
Okay, go.
All right. So... The first one is called the True Down East. Where do you think that is?
Probably south. Like Georgia?
Nope.
The True Down East?
The True...
Florida.
Down East. This shows her stupidity right now.
Wait, but
down... Down East. Down East.
Like, we're in America, though.
The people of this state are going to be very appalled and offended that you don't know this. Down East.
The East Coast goes all the way down to Florida. So
No. Down East. Process of elimination. Start naming the states and I'll say no.
Okay, Florida.
No.
Georgia.
No.
South Carolina.
No.
North Carolina.
No.
Virginia.
This is hilarious right now. No.
Virginia.
She's gonna be so disappointed when she learns what this is. Keep going.
Maryland.
No.
Delaware.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
No.
Rhode Island.
No. Keep going. There's not many.
But they're not down.
Keep going up the original colonies, weirdo.
Okay, Massachusetts?
No.
Vermont?
No.
New Hampshire?
No.
Maine?
Yes.
That's not down at all. Down east?
Yes, that's
no.
Like...
No, that would be northeast.
No.
Down east.
Anyways. the down east country in Maine. Maine is this big state, right? But the...
What are you teaching elementary kids?
But the most down eastern part of the state is the coast of Maine.
Okay,
and they refer to that area as the down east part of Maine. I think. Tell me if I'm wrong, Mainers. I might be wrong. But anyways, it's 125 miles long.
Okay.
It's along the coast of Maine, and it's a national scenic byway.
Oh,
and it's the Bold Coast Scenic Byway. That's what it's called.
The Bold Coast.
Yep, and it's in Maine.
Shantan.
Let me read this. It says, Maine's Bold Coast from Millbridge to Eastport is authentic down east country.
Never heard of
where
others.
Folks still make an honest living from the sea, and blueberries still grow in wild abundance.
You know where they also grow in wild abundance?
Yeah, where? Why? What?
Wait, no. Jersey blueberries are amazing. Do you not remember our summer on the Appalachian Trail of eating? We didn't eat any Maine blueberries. We ate New Jersey blueberries.
Appalachian.
Latchin.
Let's talk about the pros of this road trip.
Yes, tell me.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster. All the time. That was my
name. Okay, keep going.
Lobster. You get to eat it. You get to drive a few miles, and then you get to eat lobster, and then you get to drive a few miles, and then you get to eat more lobster.
Okay.
Would you do this?
Hot take, not a huge fan of lobster. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you how it is.
No, anyone that's from... I love that you're just not even in the shot anymore. She has just found a way to be so... Yeah. Do you just hate me or something?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes.
Anyways, the Mainers are going to be furious in the comment section against you.
Listen,
First of all, you don't know what down
Maine
east
is
means.
Maine is beautiful. I love Maine. I didn't say I wouldn't eat lobster. It's just I don't have the obsession like some other people do. If I
would
had crab and lobster, like I'd go for the crab.
Would you stand by this quote that lobster is mids?
Yes, appealing to the Gen Zers here. Lobster, mids.
That's another t-shirt idea. I'm a little offended right now. Wait, what?
I'm sorry. There are better meats from the sea.
I'm moving on. I'm going to be angry. The next one is, this isn't the name of the byway. This is just the article description of it. The Freshwater Coast. Where is this?
The Freshwater Coast?
Yes, please tell me.
Is it also Maine?
Is Maine not freshwater? I mean, I guess the lakes are freshwater. No. Good guess.
Oh, but these aren't just on the East Coast. These are anywhere in the U.S. No, they're all on
the
East Coast.
No, this is the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
No, the
article... I was
going to
say, like, the lake region?
If you heard me in the beginning, it says the best East Coast road trips.
Well, I was thinking, like, the Finger Lakes, but I guess that wouldn't... Oh, am I right?
You're getting closer.
Not the Finger Lakes.
I mean, I think it, kind of, you're Dan in that area.
On his geography.
You're in that area.
I'm in that area, but it's the East Coast.
Yeah.
The lake.
Kind of. It's like the eastern side of the U.S.
I don't know anywhere else that has lots of lakes. Michigan.
Yes.
Okay, the Painted Rocks?
No. You were closer with the Finger Lakes.
The Finger Lakes
Just
and
name
the
two
lake
states.
Michigan.
Name two states.
Michigan and Illinois.
Pennsylvania and New York, but that's close. Anyways, this is called the Great Lakes Scenic Byway, or Seaway Trail. Whoa. Wait, let me start over again. It is the Great Lakes Seaway Trail, and this one is not just 125 miles. This one is
518. Oh, okay.
And so...
I've got some long-distance trails in here.
You start in the northwest corner of PA.
Okay.
And you follow all of the different big, big lakes. So you follow, what is it? The St. Lawrence Seaway, Lake Erie, Niagara River, Lake Ontario, and the St. Lawrence River that goes all the way up into Montreal and Quebec City and that big river. Would you do it? That's all.
Yeah, sure, why not? Move on.
All right, ready?
Okay.
You're gonna guess the next one.
Okay.
This should be one of the easiest out of all of them.
Okay. Wait, Skyline Drive. The Blue Ridge Parkway.
No, that might be on here.
Okay.
But this is Where America Happened.
New Jersey.
No.
Philadelphia.
Great guess, but no.
Plymouth.
Plymouth Rock?
Isn't that?
You're just gonna drive around Plymouth Rock in circles?
Isn't that like my grandma just did a trip to Plymouth? Like,
okay, wait.
Connecticut.
Context.
Is that where Plymouth
context.
Is? I don't
Molly
know.
Was homeschooled. She may be lacking a lot of historical knowledge.
Yeah.
So,
Mom,
she will...
I love you, but.
No.
You didn't do many.
There's
any
no
favors.
Blaming Mom. You're a 26 year old woman. You can do the research yourself.
Okay.
Anyways, this is from. This is Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
Okay. None of the places I named, but...
No. You were close. You named,
New Jersey.
No, you named,
Philadelphia.
Skyline Drive. You named Shenandoah in
Yeah,
Virginia.
But you're saying that's another one. Keep going. Okay, so what's so special about this one?
Well, I mean, on the Appalachian Trail, we hiked through a lot of those historical spots. We went through, like, yes. Harper's Ferry. We went through that entire mm-hmm. area. And that's pretty much what it does. It goes through... different state parks of Maryland that we missed, but has a lot of like Civil War history on it. And you can go through the Bull Run Mountains, into the Shenandoahs and on the Potomac River. So would you do it?
Sure. Moving on. Next one.
You seem so excited by this. So first we got a scenic byway of the coast of Maine.
Down east. That's not really down east.
They're offended. We have the freshwater coast where you can go through all of the Great Lakes and see all of that. And all right. then you can do Where America Happened and do a lot of Civil War history. It's also a beautiful part
Wait,
of the
so
country.
So Where America Happened, I would think Revolutionary War by that, not Civil War. Because if you're thinking like America happened.
But like America.
Did that, also happen.
But the like today's America. Like post Civil War.
Okay. Keep going.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna argue history.
Okay, you're gonna have to guess this one.
Okay.
This one's the hardest out of all of them.
Oh.
Wild Jersey.
Is it just like the coast of New Jersey?
It is not, no. Where do you think it is in New Jersey?
The Garden State Parkway.
No. Good
what
guess.
A beauty.
Good guess. You got one more shot. Ready?
I have no idea.
One more guess. Come on.
Okay.
Wild Jersey.
Wild New Jersey.
What's wild in New
wild,
Jersey?
The blueberries.
Where are those?
Hamilton.
And where is that
South
in?
South Jersey. The Pine Barrens.
The Pine Barrens. We made it eventually.
I did it.
She just hiked through this place, and it took her a long while to recognize that the Pine Barrens were a thing.
I thought you were going to say it took me a long time to do it. I was like, how dare you?
No. Anyways, this is 130 miles long.
Okay.
And it goes through the Pine Barrens.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not worth it.
Not worth it. Don't do it. If you ever find yourself in Atlantic City or Philadelphia, maybe take a day trip. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. All right.
Moving on.
We got two more. Are you ready for this? America's favorite drive.
Skyline Drive. The Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yes.
I love the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
One time I illegally camped right on the highway and had the most beautiful sunset of my life. Here's a picture.
And here's another picture of me eating ramen.
I probably have that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How many miles is Skyline Drive? At least from this article.
Skyline Drive or the Blue Ridge Parkway?
Blue Ridge Parkway.
It's long, isn't it?
Okay.
Like it's a
how long?
No. 236 miles.
Divide that by two.
118 miles.
116. You were very
close.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yep.
And well, I did the math right.
What two states does it go through? You should
Virginia.
And?
North Carolina.
Nice.
We love the Blue Ridge.
As you can tell, this is the only part of geography she remembered from the past 3 years of exploration.
So you admit, I'm an explorer. Got him.
Dang it.
Cheers.
Let me read this one, because I think this is totally worth it. If you are on the East Coast, especially during the spring or the fall seasons, totally take this drive.
Yeah, you can't drive it in the wintertime. We tried and got turned around.
So it says, what the Blue Ridge Parkway doesn't have, it doesn't have billboards, commercial trucks, or development. I actually totally disagree with that. There are a bunch of billboards on...
I don't remember seeing any billboards. You're a liar.
I am a liar. What it does have, hundreds of miles of mountain and forest views as it winds smoothly and slowly, max speed is 45 miles an hour, between the Great Smoky Mountains and the Shenandoah National Park.
Most beautiful part of America.
Yeah.
We love it.
We do love it. You can go by countless waterfalls, over 370 miles of mountain trails to go hiking, different campgrounds you can stop at. You go over Mount Mitchell, which is the highest in the east at 6,684 feet. Very tall. I know all you Westerners are laughing right now. But for us East Coasters, that is very large.
Did you climb Mount Mitchell?
I have not.
No,
have you?
No, I think we should.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful mountain.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't climbed it.
All right.
Where do you think the last scenic byway on the
east? It's gotta be Florida.
You're right.
Yeah, it's probably what, the Everglades?
The Big Bend Scenic Byway, which
Big Bend, isn't that?
Yeah, Texas? There's many Big Bends.
Okay.
This Big Bend is 220 miles long, and it is both a coastal trail and a forest trail of Florida, like a driving trail. As you can tell, I've done a lot of research into this. I have studied this article profusely before filming this. Would you do it? No.
Do you see gators?
You're in Florida. Are there any parts of Florida that doesn't have gators?
I have no idea.
All right. We are going to ask our local Floridians after this.
Yeah. We'll get back to you.
They're from Tampa.
They have gators.
They have gators.
There are also gators in, like, North Carolina or South Carolina, I'm pretty sure, because I remember, like, my uncle lives there, and I remember him telling us about how they had a gator on their property.
Do you like gators?
No, I hate them.
Why?
They're terrifying.
Okay.
Would you wrestle one? Who would win in a fight, you or the gator?
A gator, by far.
In water or on land? Because I feel like on land, you might be able to win, but in water, there's no chance.
Are they like dogs where you flick their nose, they go away?
That's sharks.
Okay.
All I know is that if you're on land, you're supposed to run in zigzags because I think they can't turn fast. So you just gotta switch back your way around and then I think you'd be safe. That wouldn't be defeating the gator, but...
In the next episode, can we start it off by you demonstrating... How you would fend off a gator?
Sure, yeah.
Like, can you show the direction?
And I'll be the person.
Great.
Okay.
Check out episode 4 when that drops. Watch for this. Okay, wait. So those are all of the best of the East Coast road trips. I'm sure there are plenty missing from this article.
Yeah.
Which one do you really want to do? And which one are you like, nah, I'm
the
not.
The Pine Barren one I will never do.
That's...
Sorry, Jersey.
Wow, you were so quick. I thought you were going to think about it for a moment. You're going to weigh the options.
And I would, like, I've wanted to do the whole Blue Ridge Parkway, so that's definitely my top. Like, we've seen bits and pieces of it, but I would love to just drive the whole thing.
Very nice.
What about you?
Thank you for asking. Oh my God.
You're welcome.
First, I would actually do the freshwater coast one, where you go
the
up.
The lake one.
Yeah, like, all the way through New York, all the way up to the Canadian border area.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We've been up to Ithaca. That is such a beautiful area. Yeah. It's so underrated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it underrated? Do you think a lot of people go and do it?
No, I think it's a hidden gem and let's keep it that way.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Don't go do it.
Yeah, don't go there.
One I wouldn't do? Probably the Florida one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of the gators.
Because of the drivers.
All those old people.
Hey.
Old gators and old geezers.
No. Old people are wonderful.
I never said they were bad.
Old people that shouldn't be driving anymore, not wonderful.
Yeah, we just lost our whole audience. I hope you realize that.
Hey.
That was really
Are you
rude.
Calling our audience old?
No.
You are all beautiful and young. And if you're 65 plus, you're still beautiful and young. But you should probably... stop hogging the roads. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But okay, if you're 75 plus and driving scares you, maybe stop driving.
All right. I've got one last thing to round up this podcast because we've been talking for too long.
Yeah. Sorry I just attacked the entire 65 plus community.
All right. I've got a fun quiz for you.
Okay. I hate quizzes. All so right. I don't this think there's going to be anything that's fun.
Plan a camping trip and we'll tell you what sauce you are.
Whoa, okay, all right, let's do this. Yeah. This is way more exciting than chemistry.
Okay, how are you getting to your campsite? These are the options.
Okay, all right.
Car.
Okay.
Truck.
Okay.
Bus, bike, or walking? Which,
how
are you getting?
Does anyone bike to their campsite?
I don't know. You have bike packers.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's fair. Car. Let's do car. Okay. Yeah, we're basic.
Where will you camp? Beach, lake, mountains, forest, cave, or the desert?
Can you read all of those to me a little bit slower and a little sexier?
Beach.
Ooh. All right.
Lake.
All right.
Mountains.
This is getting progressive less sexier, but...
Forest.
Forest. Okay.
Cave.
Not a cave. That's desert. Caves are scary.
Yeah, I don't like caves.
I'm probably going to do a forest. Like, I like me some good forest hiking or camping.
Who are you inviting? No one?
Okay.
A pet? Sibling? BFF? Or your significant other?
I feel like if I don't answer this correctly...
You can choose whoever you want.
Let's go with my non-existent pet.
Alright, how dare you.
Yeah, okay.
What does your tent look like? I'm going to show you the pictures.
Okay.
Can you one's show red.
Okay.
One's red. One's yellow.
Wait, yeah. Since you guys can't see this right now, the first two pictures almost look identical. So
I didn't make this quiz.
I don't know. Is this on BuzzFeed?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, I'll put the tents up.
Alright.
Just make a decision. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The fourth one.
Alright. Pick something to have for dinner by the campfire. A quesadilla, a salad, a burger, a hot dog, chili.
I'm a slut for a quesadilla.
That's not what I thought you were going to go for. Okay. What are you doing while camping? Are you hiking? Are you telling ghost stories? Okay. Are you swimming? Okay. Are you reading? Or are you eating?
Sleeping's not an option.
There's other.
What was the first option?
Hiking.
Hiking. Hiking. We're going with hiking.
What else is new?
Yeah.
What snack will you eat?
Okay.
Chips.
Sour
candy? Candy?
Candy? Sour candy?
Popcorn, bread, or pretzels?
Sour candy.
And what are you going to eat for dessert? This is all just about food. Cookies, donuts, cake, cupcakes, or macaroons?
I picked sour candy. Now I have to pick another dessert. Oh, no. You pick this one. No, oh, wait, no, no, no. Okay.
I'm not going.
What's the last option?
Apparently you're going
with
your non-existent pet.
What is this?
Macaroons.
Let's do macaroons. Right. We're doing sour candy and macaroons.
All right. You're... This was supposed to be a sauce, but it gave me nacho cheese. Okay, ready? You're fun and comforting, but you're a little bit spicy. You're good at acting casual, but you can also bring a little bit of drama and be a little goofy. So you are... Nacho cheese.
I like nacho cheese.
I love nacho cheese. Especially when you get out like a pump. Like an ice skating rink.
Get rid of the chips. What do you dip in nacho cheese with?
If it's not chips?
Chips, yeah.
My fingers. Straight cheese.
Are you doing the single finger method?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna just like... Take a Lego hand and scoop it. All right, people. Well, this is a lot of fun.
The outdoor report.
Yeah. If you are still here.
Thank you. Tell us.
Sorry.
Tell us your favorite camping trip or which road trip would you want to go on?
That's true. Stick around for our next episode. We are going to be doing, so not the outdoor report, episode 3. Is going to be something...
Tame half of this podcast.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to it. Maybe it has to do with national parks?
I'm foreshadowing. I forgot the word. I was so nervous to say it. Foreshadowing.
If you listened along and you liked it, please, 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 I don't know. Give us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or...
like, subscribe, and comment.
Yeah, that too. Give us suggestions on what you want to hear out of the Outdoor Report. But we're probably not going to listen to it. We're probably just going to keep doing
No, we'll maybe listen. If it's a good idea.
Yeah. Bye. Adios, people.
Bye.